Baby, baby, look, we're here. Hold on just a second, and I'll open up the car door for you. I can't wait to show you our new home. You're gonna love it. There we go. Now just take your time. Any first impressions just by looking at it from the outside? Yes, it does seem pretty big for just the two of us. But think of it this way. Anything your little heart might desire can be added into the house, so we'll rarely have to leave. Of course I thought of everything. That's why it's important to plan ahead, you see. Preparation is the key to success, after all. All right, let's go inside. Oh, no ways, baby. I know you're curious about the land our house is on, but I promise I'll show you some of the outside another time. We've been traveling for many weeks, and it's important that you rest in a more stable environment for a while first. What happened last week at the motel was unexpected, but I know it wasn't your fault. I should have expected it, considering all that we've been through together and all the changes we've had recently. I mean, we had such a lovely night before the incident, didn't we, sweetheart? That's right. We can't forget the good things we share. The things we share as one, or we'll lose ourselves completely. Please tell me you remember that night, baby. Everything about that night. That's right, baby. We made love over and over in so many different ways. I gave you every single piece of myself in order to take care of all your needs and desires. And in return, you surrendered yourself over to me completely. It was perfect, wasn't it, Mindshots? Yes. I laid in your arms listening to your breathing slow down afterwards. I thought you were asleep, so I thought it was okay for me to sleep as well. But then I woke up to the sound of the motel door closing. You scared me so much, baby, and I thought for sure someone had come to take you away from me. That they had convinced you that you needed to run away from our future happiness together for the sake of something else. And I know how you are. You do anything to make others happy. You're just too damn sweet for this world, aren't you? You'd really give up your own happiness to see others smile. But I told you that our happiness is what comes first now. Didn't I, sweetheart? And I couldn't allow anything or anyone to get in the way of that. Just like I promised you I wouldn't, baby. And I always keep my promises, after all. It's easy to make promises, but it's hard work to keep them, isn't it? And I need you to know that you can trust me, so I'll always do what I say. So I ran after you, of course. I'm sorry I had to use ether on you to knock you out, but it was the only way. And I know you said you were just going to get some ice from the ice machine by the office, but you should have just asked me to get it for you. You know that's what I'm here for, my love, to take care of you, to protect you, and to get you whatever you might want. Can you imagine how scared I was to wake up without you by my side? No, you can't. It was awful. And I won't feel that way again. Ever again. What's that? You look a bit angry. Are you jealous that someone might have seen me naked? Oh, baby. You don't have to be. I didn't have time to put any clothes on. But nobody was around anyway. It was so late at night. Everyone else must have been sleeping. Like we should have been. But it's so cute that the thought made you jealous. But in the end, I know the incident was my fault, sweetheart. I hope you're not mad at me. I know you were just confused in thinking that you didn't have to warn me before wandering off. Even if you were just trying to be helpful and sweet. It's because of all the traveling. That's why you were feeling restless. And I know that can happen to anyone. That's why you went to get some ice that night. But because of that awful misunderstanding. And because I recognize all the anxiety you had with traveling to a new place. That's why we're going to spend some time unwinding inside for a while before we venture out again. I just need to make sure you're taken care of and in a healthy state of mind. You understand, right, my love? Good. I'm glad you get it. Now, let's have a little house tour. But first, I need to lock the door behind us. Oh yes, of course the door is locked from the inside with a key. It's the best form of protection, isn't it? And it's a popular type of lock in many European countries already. You see, the only way to get in is with a key. And the only way to get out is with a key. It would only be unsafe if there was a fire and we couldn't find the key. But other than that, baby, it's much, much safer. Trust me. Of course you can't have a key, sweetheart. We both know how much you misplace things. You'd lose your key for sure. But not to worry, my love. I'll always be around if you ever need to go out for anything. Oh yes. Well, there's 4 bedrooms and 2 bathrooms total in the house. All on one floor. We wouldn't want any accidents to happen on some stairs or anything, would we now, baby? Plus, there's a big kitchen. And there's this spacious living room for us to cozy up together in and do whatever you want. Reading, games, singing, dancing, maybe some other stuff. Well, out of the 4 bedrooms, one of them, the biggest one, of course, is ours to share. Together. It's where we'll sleep at night and where we'll have most of our fun. The other 3 I'm not quite sure what we'll do with yet. I may have a few ideas already, but time will tell. Oh yes, of course those are bars on the living room window, silly. Well, they aren't just on the living room window. There are bars on all the windows in the house. That's because safety and protection are our top priority, right, baby? This is our own little castle, after all. And I've made it into a comfortable fortress for us. That way you won't ever have to worry about anybody getting in or out. You see, I thought of everything for us. That's why this is going to work. Because you're protected and safe by me. Don't be ridiculous. You'll get plenty of fresh air, sweetheart. It's not like we're gonna stay inside forever or something. Plus, I was gonna keep this a secret, but I just can't help myself. It'll be a little bit of time before it's all ready, but we're gonna have a big, beautiful greenhouse garden where you can go to get fresh air whenever you want. Well, almost whenever you want. Whenever we want. We'll be surrounded by plants and nature. And we might even put a little pool or hot tub in. We'll just have to wait and see though. Maybe when you're feeling up to certain things like that. I'd never want some type of disaster to happen where you fell asleep in the pool. Or something worse. I'd hate myself so much if something happened to you. But when the time is right, we'll know, won't we, baby? But enough of that. I can see you're excited about the greenhouse garden idea. But let's go check out the kitchen. Here's our big kitchen. It's the perfect place for me to cook you all your favorite foods. And I'll be able to bake for you too. I bet you can't wait to have our first home-cooked meal together, can you? Oh yes, well there's a lock on some of the drawers and cabinets, just as a precaution. You know, there are so many dangerous chemicals and cutlery that can be found in a house. You just never know what might happen. So it's best to keep certain things under lock and key. You understand, right, baby? Good. Good, sweetheart. I'm glad you're so accepting of the reasoning behind all the safety measures. They're just as a safeguard, after all. Sometimes you can be so clumsy, and I'd hate for anything irreversible to happen. Something that you might regret later on. So I'm glad you get it. Now let's go see the rooms. Here's the first bedroom. This one has a bathroom attached to it, as you can see. But this isn't our bedroom. I was thinking, now let me know what you think about this idea, that we could turn this into our own little massage room, just for you and me. We can put a massage bed in here, and I can care for you in all different sorts of ways. You have been through a lot, baby, and it could really benefit your mental health. What do you think, sweetheart? Do you like that idea? Good. We'll see what happens, but for now, I really like that idea too. There has to be an extra special place for me to take care of my sweet baby boy, doesn't there? All right, let's move on to the next room. And here's the second room. There's nothing in here yet, but it's a pretty big room, isn't it? I also have an idea for this room, but I'll tell you about it another time. Here's the third room. What do you think of it, baby? I'm glad you like it, because this room is yours to decide what you want to do with it. Within reason, of course, and only if it's safe. But I want you to create a place for us that you want us to have together. So mull over it for a bit, okay, sweetheart? And let me know what you come up with. Now, this is our room. Isn't it wonderful, baby? I already have it all set up for us. The bathroom over there is also set up. Yes, the straps on the bed. Well, haven't you ever heard of bed restraints before? You're so sweet and innocent, aren't you? I thought it would be something fun we could try. Plus, sometimes when you can't sleep and you're up thinking about matters that might make you feel bad, you might want to leave. These restraints are simply a reminder that you don't have to run from me, my love. That I'm here to share your burdens with you. That your burdens are our burdens. I'll always be here for you. Sometimes I know you feel like you don't want to share your troubles with me, but we're working on that, aren't we, baby? Like I said before, soulmates share everything with each other, no matter what it is. You're starting to learn that you can count on me, and that whatever it is, I will be the one that will be there for you. The only one. But until I know that you truly believe that too, until you give me all of your trust, I need to make sure that I will be there for you. That's my job as your kindred spirit, after all. Oh, baby. Don't worry. Please. I can see you feel bad by the look on your face. But please don't. Everything will be okay. Trust me. In time, we'll get there, my love. All things come down to a matter of time and resilience. And we have both of those things on our side, don't we, sweetheart? Now come sit with me on our new bed. I want you to tell me if it's comfortable. Well? Perfect. I'm so happy you like it, baby. You're excited to be in our new home now, aren't you? To start our life together, all under this very roof. Good, good, my love. That's what I want to hear. I am just as eager as you are. Now let's make this moment something we'll never be able to forget. I love you so fucking much, sweetheart. You mean everything to me. And don't you ever forget that. I love kissing you so much, baby. The way your tongue caresses mine in all the right places. They fit so perfectly together, don't they? But I have an idea. This might be a little scary for you at first, but I promise it will help us. Because it will help you learn you can trust in me more. Are you ready? Okay, good. Look at me, sweetheart. Look at me with those big, beautiful eyes of yours. I want you to remember earlier when you felt that touch of anger that I saw. The anger you felt when you thought someone might have seen me naked. Do you remember that? Yes. Yes, of course you do. Now focus on that anger, baby. What I want you to do is I want you to slap me right across the face while thinking about how angry you were. It's okay, baby. Don't be afraid. Like I said, we need to do this for us. I want you to take out your frustrations on me. I promise it's okay, my love. I want you to do it. Good. That's right, baby. Hold your hand up. Now do it.
Do it, I said.
See? That was okay, baby. Right? But I know you were holding back. So I want you to try it again, okay? Ready?
Again. Harder.
Perfect, baby. I can see that sharing your burdens with me has excited you. Are you ready to try something a bit more exhilarating? Something that will help you trust me even more. Good. Good. I'm going to get on my knees on the floor over there. And I want you to move over to the edge of the bed. Right in front of me. Okay, baby? Yes, just like that. Now let me take out your big, hard cock. He is ready to play, isn't he? Now look into my eyes, baby. Good boy. Look deep into my eyes. And I want you to put both your hands behind my head. Perfect. Now I want you to fuck my face with your cock. Yes, you heard me right. I want you to use your hands that are behind my head and fuck my mouth with your cock as hard as you want. Take all your frustrations and worries that you've had over the past month and face fuck me. Don't take your eyes off of mine. Are you ready, sweetheart? Good. Start. You're doing so good, baby. But I can still feel you holding yourself back. Give into your feelings, sweetheart. Give into me. Don't stop until you come this time. I want to feel and taste your cum squirting all down the back of my throat. Now use me. You're so perfect, baby. Do you feel better? Good. Good. You see, isn't it so nice to share your feelings and emotions with me? All your burdens and worries, to take them out on me. I'll never leave you to deal with anything on your own, my love. And I'll always be here for whatever you need. With time, you'll learn that it's okay without me having to coax it out of you. Now come over here, baby. Come over on the bed and lay with me. In our bed. In our new house. Where we'll have all kinds of new adventures. Together.